Unit 16. The Boston Tea Party.
Great Britain emerged from the Seven Years' War with heightened control over India and North America, making it Europe's strongest colonial power. However, many years of battle and the cost of acquiring new territories also left the nation with a tremendous amount of debt. In 1767, Great Britain's King George III came up with the idea to tax the American colonies in order to raise revenue. He also hoped to re-establish authority over the colonial governments that Great Britain had ignored during the war. Little did he know that this would be the first in a series of acts that would ultimately prompt America to fight for its independence. One of the first laws the British Parliament enacted to solve its financial problems was the Stamp Act of 1765, which applied a tax to all printed materials, including writing paper, legal documents, newspapers, and even playing cards. Not long after, it was followed by the Townshend Acts, which were a series of taxes imposed on imported goods such as paint, lead, glass, and tea that had to be purchased from Great Britain. The colonists claimed that they should not have to pay taxes, since they had no representation in British Parliament. As a result, protesters organized boycotts against taxed goods, but that only intensified Great Britain's desire to assert control over the colonies. Due to overwhelming pressure, Parliament eventually repealed the Stamp Act in 1766 and the Townshend Acts in 1770, although it kept a tax on tea in place as an example of its right to tax the colonies. The colonies were outraged with the tea tax and decided to prevent Britain's East India Company from docking in their ports with its supply of tea. In the autumn of 1773, protesters successfully stopped three ships carrying 600,000 pounds of tea each from docking in New York, Philadelphia, and Charleston. Three additional ships did, however, make it to Boston, where the collector of customs kept them from returning to Great Britain. He expected that the Americans would eventually give up their fight and allow the ships to unload their tea, which had become a staple in the new land. Contrary to the British government's expectations, around 100 outraged men boarded the three ships on December 16th with the intention of dumping their cargo overboard. Over the course of 3 hours, the men threw a total of 342 chests of tea into the Boston Harbor. Before sending them overboard, though, they chopped them up to ensure the complete destruction of their contents. This act of defiance was later named the Boston Tea Party, and came to be seen as a symbol of the colonists' resistance movement against the British government leading up to the American Revolution.